So let's talk about this film. City Lights began for Chaplin with an image, a moment towards which the whole movie works. We're going to sort of retain that structure and get to that moment by the end of our programme. But I wonder whether we couldn't begin by thinking about that very first opening scene. Paul, could you sort of sketch it in for us? What do we see at the beginning of this film?
The opening scene is a fantastic set piece. It's a street scene in which there's the unveiling of a statue for the city, to peace and prosperity. And there's the great and the good of the city all assembled, and there's a veil over this statue, and speeches are being made. And there's a beautiful gag, actually, the Chaplin puts in with the speeches, which is his kind of, I suppose it's a dig at the newfangled talkies that, of course, have already, you know, for 2 or 3 years been introduced. And these dignitaries speaking from the platform, lip-synced with their voices, are these sort of discordant, I suppose, what are they, saxophones or something?
Buzzing, irritating.
Yeah. Bird noises.
Kazoo.
Kazoos. And when this veil is taken off this statue, we see the tramp, and he's in the arms of this huge statue, and chaos ensues. This is the opening scene. It was a beautiful set piece.
David, it's the beginning of the silent era, but it's also when it's 1931. America is not in a great economic position, is it? And here's this tramp sitting on a statue about peace and prosperity. What's going on in this scene? You know, it feels like quite a political act to have him sitting here on this symbol of American success at a moment when America is kind of maybe slightly unsuccessful.
Yes, I mean, he was always the underdog, and the underdog is a rather dangerous. I mean, he rocks the boat, and the tramp is always rocking the boat, and this is a wonderful scene, I mean, because peace and prosperity, and they're very aggressive statues. They don't look a bit... Peace is holding a great big sword on which Charlie gets trapped by his trousers, and so he's swinging about on the sword, and prosperity is holding up her hand like that, and when Charlie's addressing the crowd, he happens to coincide with her hands. So, yes, in a way, one could see why eventually the extreme right wing of America and the FBI were worried about Chaplin.
What's your reading of it, Lucy, this first scene? How does it impress you?
I love it because it is about puncturing the pomposity of the moment and the innocence and sweetness. And it's quite a protracted, you know, getting himself off that statue takes quite a long time. Mm-hmm.
Segment 1. So let's talk about this film. City Lights began for Chaplin with an image, a moment towards which the whole movie works. We're going to sort of retain that structure and get to that moment by the end of our programme. But I wonder whether we couldn't begin by thinking about that very first opening scene. Paul, could you sort of sketch it in for us? What do we see at the beginning of this film?
The opening scene is a fantastic set piece. It's a street scene in which there's the unveiling of a statue for the city, to peace and prosperity. And there's the great and the good of the city all assembled, and there's a veil over this statue, and speeches are being made.
Segment 2.
And there's a beautiful gag, actually, the Chaplin puts in with the speeches, which is his kind of, I suppose it's a dig that the newfangled talkies that, of course, have already, you know, for 2 or 3 years been introduced. And these dignitaries speaking from the platform, lip-synced with their voices, are these sort of discordant, I suppose, what are they, saxophones or something?
Buzzing, irritating.
Yeah. Bird noises.
Kazoo.
Kazoos. And when this veil is taken off this statue, we see the tramp, and he's in the arms of this huge statue, and chaos ensues. This is the opening scene. It was a beautiful set piece.
Segment 3. David, it's the beginning of the silent era, but it's also when it's 1931. America is not in a great economic position, is it? And here's this tramp sitting on a statue about peace and prosperity. What's going on in this scene? You know, it feels like quite a political act to have him sitting here on this symbol of American success at a moment when America is kind of maybe slightly unsuccessful.
Yes, I mean, he was always the underdog, and the underdog is a rather dangerous. I mean, he rocks the boat, and the tramp is always rocking the boat, and this is a wonderful scene, I mean, because peace and prosperity, and they're very aggressive statues. They don't look a bit... Peace is holding a great big sword on which Charlie gets trapped by his trousers.
Segment 4.
And so he's swinging about on the sword, and Prosperity is holding up her hand like that, and when Charlie's addressing the crowd, he happens to coincide with her hands. So, yes, in a way, one could see why eventually the extreme right wing of America and the FBI were worried about Chaplin.
What's your reading of it, Lucy, this first scene? How does it impress you?
I love it because it is about puncturing the pomposity of the moment and the innocence and sweetness. And it's quite a protracted, you know, getting himself off that statue takes quite a long time. Mm-hmm.